We like to do things by the numbers. We're all about commerce and community. Welcome to The Upswing, presented by Horicon Bank, the natural choice for all your banking needs. Now for the host that's always on The Upswing, Jeff Sherman.
Now, to business, gentlemen.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, Milwaukee. Back to school is here indeed. And yes, the first official day of meteorological fall, which is based upon the annual temperature cycle, is Sunday. It sure doesn't feel like it, does it? But we all know that back to school is big money, and for many, of a big challenge as well, right? Supplies aren't getting any less expensive, and lists to buy those supplies are not getting any shorter. And as many economists remind us, back-to-school shopping is not a discretionary event. It's an essential, everyday household budgeting item. You add communication on top of all this, and it's a busy time for families all around the state, all around the country. I see, obviously, the need for constant communication from school districts. But keeping up with school emails and forms and to-dos, it's a lot. I kind of joke in our family that, you know, we need a full day each week just to read all the emails and all the alerts from our school district. So today, we're going to talk back to school with Willie Jude II from the MPS Foundation, and then it's back to school supplies drive time. One local restaurant is ready for your donations. The general manager of AJ Bombers is going to join us later in the show. That will be exciting for sure. Great place, Smash Burgers. You got to think about Smash Burgers early in the morning. That's a good thing. But first, two up as we do each and every day to open the upswing. First up, the Washington Post yesterday detailed the top 50 campaign mega donors who are pumping millions and millions of dollars into the 2024 elections. And in the top six, there was a Wisconsin couple. This from the Washington Post. The 50 biggest donors this cycle have collectively put in more than $1.5 billion into political committees and other groups competing in the election. Again, according to the Washington Post and its analysis of Federal Election Commission data, the vast majority of all this money from top donors has gone into super PACs, which can accept unlimited sums of money from individuals. And they often work really closely with the campaigns, no matter which side, despite some of the rules against coordinating. Right. But here's the top six thought that I detail for you. Timothy Mellon, $165 million. Coinbase, cryptocurrency firm, $91 million. Empower Parents PAC, $82.5 million. Kenneth Griffin, hedge fund manager, $75.7 million. JF and Janine Yass, they're financiers and education advocates, coming in at almost $74 million. And then Richard and Elizabeth Uline from Wisconsin, the Wisconsin couple that obviously founded Uline, the Wisconsin-based shipping and packaging materials company, coming in at almost $71 million. Next up, the Wisconsin community of New Berlin, red hot. This according to the Milwaukee Business Journal's Teddy Nichol from yesterday. The local apartment developer plans a big project on 34 vacant acres in New Berlin, the same site where another area developer previously planned apartments, senior housing, and retail. New apartments coming to New Berlin. New Berlin, by the way, was one of four of the hottest zip codes to live in 2024, according to a new list that was released just last week from Realtor.com. It came in number 12 overall, the 53151 zip code right there in New Berlin. But Wimmer Communities of Hale's Corners earlier this month, according to the Business Journal, paid $11 million for 34 acres at the southeast corner of Moreland Road and Greenfield Avenue, according to a press release from Berry & Company, who brokered the deal. Wimmer plans a project there called the Conservatory. More housing needed for sure, and this flips that bill. Wimmer has developed apartments as well as senior living, hotels, retail, and office spaces all across the area. The company is also developing a $120 million town center project in Brookfield that includes two hotels, 440 apartments, retail, and office buildings on 25 acres. Wimmer also has a new development that's just walking distance from our home. It's really nice. It's called the Signature in Shorewood. Give you a little idea of what the rents look like there. One to two bedrooms, one to two baths. Start at about $2,300 and go up to $4,615. That's your two up on the upswing. Coming up next, the dollars and cents of school supplies. This is the Upswing, and you're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to the Upswing, back to school. And it's all on our minds this week. The Milwaukee Public Schools Foundation works to fund programs that create equitable opportunities for all MPS students, families, and staff. Willie Jude II has been in his role as executive director at MPS Foundation since October, when he started last year. It marked a return to Milwaukee for the MPS graduate. Went away for college in 1997. Willie, I love a boomerang story, so welcome back to Milwaukee. Good, passionate Milwaukeeans I love as well, so it's great to have you in studio today.
Well, thank you, Jeff. It's great to be back home on this warm August day.
Indeed, yeah.
But as you said, it's a boomerang story, and it's, you know, I couldn't imagine being in this position in 1997, and you dated me there a little bit.
Well, that's
took me
right.
back a little bit. Yes,
that's right.
Yes,
but it's awesome. None of us back. Are as old as we're going to get, right? Right? Time keeps on moving, and as long as we're working hard and having fun, that's what it's all
yes,
about.
Yes.
So, yeah, just give us the Willie Jude story a little bit, please.
Yes, I'm originally from right here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, the Sherman Park area.
Okay.
Fortunate to say that my parents live in the same house that I grew up in today.
Nice. Okay.
All right, and so I am a Milwaukee Public Schools product. Golden Myer Elementary School,
okay.
Samuel Morris Middle School, and then Madison, James Madison High School as well. I am one of four,
okay.
And so I'm the second of four children, and all of us are MPS graduates, graduating from Rufus King High School, graduating from Washington High School, and then also from Milwaukee Vincent. So we're at a little bit different eras, because people ask, why didn't you all go to the same schools?
Right.
I think we had a different interest, but the opportunities, higher education and education really changed my life.
Mm-hmm.
I've had the opportunity to literally travel the world because of education. And so I initially went to University of Minnesota
okay.
in 1997. Back in those days, I was a decent athlete.
Yeah, okay.
Played
nice.
Football, ran track. And so I was able to make the football team at University of Minnesota
okay.
and then end up transferring like a lot of individuals
yeah.
do. There was no portal back then,
yeah.
but was able to transfer, and I graduated from the University of Wisconsin, Oshkosh, with a major in exercise science. I had a chance to play football, had a chance to run track and field, and had an amazing experience. And from that point on, I wanted to earn a master's degree, and I finished at Washington State University in Pullman, Washington. And wow, it's been a blur since. I've had the opportunity to serve in leadership capacities in Washington, mm-hmm. In North Carolina, in Tennessee, in Missouri, and then most recently as the vice chancellor for advancement at the University of Wisconsin Parkside, which brought me back to Wisconsin. So I can tell you, this is kind of a weird experience
yeah.
for me, because this is the first time in August that I'm not on a college campus
okay.
since 1997, but it's great to be back.
But you're able to bring all that experience back to something you're really passionate and care about.
Yes, I've had the opportunity to work in athletics. I've worked in fundraising, advancement. I've worked in student affairs, enrollment management, right? And so I learned really how to care for the entire student.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, when you're caring for the student, you're also caring for their families and the communities that they represent. And so when the opportunity presented itself to come back home, it was exciting, because I've served in Durham, North Carolina. I've served in Nashville, Tennessee, but there's nothing like serving in Milwaukee to see someone who looks like me and kids that have from all backgrounds that just want an opportunity. And I know that someone took the time and there was a village who invested in me and gave me the opportunity. So now it's my time to utilize the skills that I've learned in higher education and apply them in this role with the MPS Foundation.
So for those not familiar with the MPS Foundation, what does the foundation do and what do you fund?
Yes, the MPS Foundation was founded in 1998 and reinvigorated in around 2015. And so the mission of the MPS Foundation is literally to inspire and motivate the community, and I will say the world, to support the academic achievements for our students and for our staff members of Milwaukee Public Schools. So we are a private 501c3 non-governmental entity with a separate foundation board of about 16, a staff of 4. And everything that we do is to position ourselves to provide opportunities for the students and the staff members as well, right? Because I love to say everyone supports the winner, Jeff. And yes, and I say the students want to work with the best teachers and educators, and the best educators want to work with the best students. And I think we have winners in every single school, right? And we want to be able to provide every opportunity for them to be successful, right? And so that's why the MPS Foundation has been established. And we support our four pillars, our college and career connections, academic and teaching excellence, quality learning environment, and then high impact programs. And those four fairly broad categories, but it's pretty fun because we get to partner with so many individuals and have these conversations and partner with members of the district just to really move the needle forward on a macro level. And that's the fun part. So I wish I can say I know exactly what we're doing, but we started in late October and building a team. We have a team of four, with biz manager Tracy Parrish, our programs manager, Vanessa Claypool, and then also our newest team member who's been there for a whopping 2 weeks, Anita Alfaro, who is our new donor and development manager. So now we are, you know, recrafting who we will be, but we will continue to remain steady and steadfast in our efforts to support our students. The children need us more than ever.
Yeah. We're talking with Willie Jew II of the Milwaukee Public Schools Foundation. When we come back, a lot of change on top of MPS. How does the foundation manage through change? And specifically, how do they reach out to help not only teachers, but students handle school supplies? This is The Upswing. You're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. We are presented by Horicon Bank. Bit of a back-to-school edition here on the show today. Willie Jew, the executive director of the Milwaukee Public Schools Foundation, joins us. So, Willie, the foundation supplies classroom support and funds each and every year to give kids kind of the essential supplies that they need. You also help families and teachers in their need?
Yes, and that's one of our largest pillars as we look at really academic and teaching excellence, but also with this quality learning environment. The MPS Foundation has made a commitment annually to supporting, we call it our classroom support fund.
Okay.
We've also had a No Empty Backpacks Fund, which we've kind of combined those efforts, right? And we've supported last year $50,000 towards 26 schools who demonstrated need. And so how we accomplished that was once the schools were selected, we were able to partner with a different partner that has a website, and they're able to literally go in and select what they need, right? I really believe in leaning in the teachers and leaning into the experts who are working with our children every single day. And so those supplies were not only books, like I remember pencils and pencil boxes and crayons, right? But it's evolving to headphones, you know, for classroom learning, to software to help the students learn, for wipes. We've, you know, survived the pandemic. So those are a lot of things that have evolved. And so when the students and the teachers want to do something extra or want to make sure they have everything to begin school, is important that they reach out to us. But then also we know that these needs evolve. A pair of headphones can break. Like if you have your AirPod, you lose it. And that means, you know, to a lot of these students, they're not able to replace them. And so we have those opportunities as well.
So that's all on the website. Families can go to the website and request what they need, or at least communicate their need.
So we work directly with the schools.
Okay.
So I would encourage the families to work with their teachers and with their principals.
Okay.
And then we can help provide and stand in the gap and provide those resources as well. And so the foundation, we can also partner with different entities because Willie personally is vested,
yes,
you know, in the city of Milwaukee. So I was able to volunteer this weekend with Heartlove Place. And there was another backpack drive at Obama High School as well, right? So there's a lot of schools that are working hard. I know with the district, Christy Stone and her team are working hard to provide backpacks and opportunities. So you can reach out directly to me,
okay,
at jude@mpsfdn.org, or just visit our website at mpsfdn.org and just put in a request and we will assist where we can. That's what's important to us as well.
Great. Talk about, you know, kind of given your extensive background in higher education, how do you plan to continue to strengthen that pipeline between MPS and local colleges and universities to continue to really improve college readiness and access? It's got to be a priority of yours for sure.
Oh, yes, yes. I often joke with the teams when I sit in a few of these meetings, I actually understand what's happening, right, in higher education. So working closely with our career and college readiness team as well. As you know, the pandemic, we in Wisconsin, the city of Milwaukee, was probably about almost 50% of our students were going to college, and that dropped quite a bit because of the pandemic. And so prior to my arrival, I know that the Milwaukee Public Schools District, in partnership with MATC and then also in partnership with UWM, established the MQ partnership, which is one, collecting learning to careers, but then also supporting the transition and helping students move to the next level. And one thing that I think is important about this partnership is that one is not only focused on the students, but is focused on the parents, right? If we focus on the parents learning, taking parents on college tours, but then also helping students with dual enrollment courses. I believe that 700 students participated in dual enrollment and was able to save around $8 million in learning, right, because those credits transfer to the next level. But also through college tours, direct admit, we had 900 students who have been directly admitted as juniors to these two schools as well. But we also know that there's partnerships happening with MATC, with Alverno College, and with all other programs that higher institutions are here.
Very
but
good.
It's important for us to give them hope early and really invest in them as soon
and
as
I know
possible.
You're also working on corporate partnerships, which I want to talk about when we come back, some of the STEM initiatives and the corporate partnerships that MPS Foundation is forming. Welcome back to the Upswing, Back to School Edition. Willie Jude from the Milwaukee Public Schools Foundation joins us. So, Willie, public school funding is often a big challenge. You know, referendums aside, you know, what creative funding models and partnerships are you exploring to continue to look at the sustainability and support for MPS into the future?
As you stated, public funding for education in every state has been a challenge, right? Especially here. And so I think the importance of partnerships are stronger than ever. The MPS Foundation exists to collaborate with the community, right? The community is ultimately takes ownership of the education and what's happening. And so we've had partnerships with strong companies such as GE Healthcare, such as Herb Cole Philanthropy, such as Rockwell Automation, Bader Philanthropy, the Greater Milwaukee Foundation, Zilber, Milwaukee, you know, Marcus Performing Arts Center, who have all provided significant resources to really pour directly into our schools. And so one thing that I've continued to do is really work directly with the principals. I've been walking the halls with the principals. I've been volunteering in the schools, meeting the teachers, meeting the kids, and just asking them, you know, if we won the lottery today, you know, what could help us out, right? Because as you mentioned, sustainability for the future is important, right? And so the opportunity to really invest in your own education through private dollars, it helps future-proof education.
What are you hearing from the principals? What are they asking you for?
Yes, it's a wide range, right? You can say new playgrounds, right? We have an initiative called Let Us Play that we're working to really help, you know, improve those areas for our children in the communities. But they're also asking for, you know, there's staffing opportunities. There's more resources to do some of these creative activities, such as I'll call it one of our learning journeys, right? We work with the experiential learning department in Milwaukee Public Schools. We sent 24,000 students on a trip right, last year that's tied directly to the curriculum. But all those dollars are privately fundraised. And so imagine 5,000 first graders not able to go to the farm or go to Discovery World or have that experience or go to a Junior Achievement Financial Center, right? Yeah. They wouldn't be able to do that if it wasn't for private philanthropy. And we know if the teachers and the principals can be more creative and they know they have more dollars to use, then they can be more creative with their learning and their outcomes.
How are you working to kind of address digital divide and ensure equitable access to technology? Is that an initiative for you?
Yes. So equitable access to technology is extremely important. And the NPS Foundation really raised a little more than $1 million during the pandemic for hotspots for computers, just to ensure that students have it. But we know that's going to continue. And so as we are continuing to ask, and we're asking individuals as long as the companies, right? Because sometimes we focus so much on the companies and corporations, but we all know someone who graduated from Milwaukee Public Schools. We all know someone who's retired from Milwaukee Public Schools. And I think it's an opportunity for us to really reach out to those individuals and be able to provide those opportunities. So the digital divide, headphones, hotspots, computers, we're going to continue to work closely with the district and identify additional opportunities. We work with our grants department and really work together to see what are the opportunities and how can we make an ask that helps the majority of our students. We have 156 schools, the most diverse school system in the state, and there's a lot of needs. And so the NPS Foundation has continued to work and plan and collaborate so we can find opportunities to really move the system, right? Instead of like smaller projects, because I want to say yes to everything, but we want to stand in the gap for as many as possible.
So we got a couple more minutes. As you're looking into your first year coming up in October, you look 5 years down the road. What are some of the key metrics and outcomes that you want to tackle? Is it access to college? Is it graduation rates? I mean, what are those outcomes that you want to improve?
Well, one, I want to be able to provide more scholarships for students to go to school, right? We know the cost of education for average private across the country is $42,000. For in-state in Wisconsin, it's, you know, between $9,000 and $10,000. And sometimes that dollar can be scary. And instead of looking at it as an investment. And so we should be the number one entity providing scholarships to our students as well. We want to be able to provide, you know, improve the outcomes and the learning environment and the facilities for the students, because that's something that's tangible that you can see that we're investing in them as well. And then just continue to just ask as far as providing those learning and really learning opportunities and connecting the classroom to their careers as much as possible, like our career tech education counselors. The earlier the students are exposed. When I was in school, I had the opportunity to go camping, had to go to field trips. I had the opportunity to go to Washington, D.C. There were so many things that we did in Milwaukee Public Schools, and we want to be able to share that and have all those opportunities so it excites our students and it ignites that passion to learn.
All right. Coming up next, we'll talk to one local restaurant that's given you an opportunity to help kids by donating school supplies. But Willie, how else can people help on your end directly?
One, you can give today, our classroom support fund at npsfdn.org, or you can call me at 414-874-5290, or you can volunteer, right? You can give time. I haven't had a principal that said, we don't want anybody to come to our school. Find your local school and just walk in, volunteer. They'll be able to show you how to do it, but it's our opportunity to really give back. And so we ask you to give today and give often.
Community commerce, connections, education. That's what we do on The Upswing. You're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing, back to school edition today. Some school supplies, according to monthly retail tracking data, are actually cheaper than last year. A couple even below 2019 prices. Sticky notes are down 22% from this time last year. Paper's down 20%. Crayons and pencils are down 19 and 13% respectively. But a lot of other categories that are up 10, 11%. So, you know, when you're looking at the annual allocation for school supplies, the average family is estimated to spend $874.68 on clothing, shoes, school supplies, and electronics. So even with some prices maybe falling a little bit on various items, that annual budget allocation for families is still significant. So AJ Bombers is doing something about it. Nick May, general manager of AJ Bombers, joins us. Welcome, Nick. Appreciate you taking time this morning.
Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
Of course. So give us your background quick, Nick.
Yeah, absolutely. I was born and raised in Milwaukee. Left Milwaukee for about the last 10 years or so. Traveled around to some different cities here in Wisconsin. Never left the state.
Okay.
Been doing restaurants since the mid-90s. Got back into Milwaukee, started with Benson Restaurant Group back in January, and took the helm of AJ Bombers at that time.
Very good. All right. So before we talk about the school supply drive, how has business been at Bombers this summer? Obviously, a lot of festivals and events, the RNC, just, you know, Milwaukee's buzzing all summer long, specifically for Bombers. How's it been?
Yeah, it's been a mixed bag for us for sure. The temperature right now certainly isn't helping us too much.
Yeah.
However, like you said, with all the events that we have going on, it's definitely helped us be relevant. We're very close to Pfizer. We're not far from Summerfest grounds. You know, we definitely get our share. We get a good number of people coming in from outside of the state as well, who hear about our art scene here in Milwaukee and our food scene. So it's nice to hear those things.
So you feeling any of the impacts on rising costs on your end? And like you said, you know, maybe sensing a little bit of customer pullback?
Sure. I do see a little bit on the financing end of things, of course. The cost of things certainly has gone up a little bit for us. I'm fortunate, though, with the Benson's Restaurant Group. We've got a good corporate office in the Third Ward that really kind of helps hit those numbers for me, so I don't see it as much as means my guests.
That's good. And you have the scale with kind of the family of restaurants to kind of leverage buying power, where, you know, kind of a one-off independent may have some additional challenges that you might not see every day.
Absolutely. Buying power is always a benefit.
Very good. Yeah, I saw this yesterday that Subway announced the return of its $5 footlong, but now it's a $6.99 footlong. Huh. You know, we'll talk about this right when we come back, but I want to talk to Nick May, who's the general manager at AJ Bombers right here in beautiful downtown Milwaukee. Does Bombers have any big deals or specials in the works? And what are you doing to help local kids at MPS with a big back-to-school supply drive? This is the back-to-school edition of The Upswing. You're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. Burgers, custard, school supplies, and more. Nick May, the general manager at Milwaukee-based AJ Bombers, joins us. So, Nick, do you get a sense? We were talking a little bit about the $5 footlong that's kind of increased to $7 now. Do you get a sense that people are demanding more deals now when it comes to dining out?
Absolutely. I would say the number of phone calls that we'll get, or even just people walking in, one of the first things that they always want to know is, what's your specials today? Hmm. What do you have to offer us? I think everybody's being a bit more savvy. You know, everybody wants to go out with the family. Not everybody can go by themselves. So it definitely needs to be something they can do.
Yeah. And from your lens, are you able to be flexible in creating those deals, even when, you know, maybe it doesn't make perfect economic sense?
Sure. Actually, we're planning starting next week, right after Labor Day. Okay. We're actually going to have some specials going on during our lunch period for people that are coming in. We're also working on something for college students as well to get them a full meal for less than $10.
Okay. All right. That's not a bad deal.
Not at all.
I'll put the smash burger on my lunch plans for sure. So tell us about the AJ Bombers School Supply Drive. How can people get involved? What do you get for a donation? And, you know, where are all the supplies going?
Yeah, absolutely. So the supplies will be given back to Milwaukee Public Schools at the end of September. So we're hoping to get as much as we can so they can choose which schools need those supplies the most, obviously. Mm-hmm. The easiest way to donate is just going to be come on into AJ Bombers. We're right over on Water and Knapp, right on the corner.
Yep.
I know you're familiar with the place.
Yep, yep. Right on Water Street, kind of in the shadows of Manpower.
Yes. That's the one. Yep. We've got a barrel inside. People can come on in and drop off supplies. Our website has a list of supplies that we'll accept. MPS has a list. We also have a list in the store for everybody to to know, you know, what our students need here in Milwaukee. And in exchange, we're going to offer everybody up a free cup of that super famous custard AJ Bombers is known for.
Very good. All right. Do you make that custard in-house?
We do make it in-house. Absolutely.
Right at your location, or is that something that Benson's Restaurant Group does collaboratively?
So that is something that AJ Bombers does.
We're
the one and only for our custard. And we do a lot of different flavors as well each month with our custard. So next month is actually a caramel whiskey flavored custard.
Ooh, nice. Yeah. All right. Put it on your list. Well, speaking of Milwaukee traditions, you have a pretty strong tie to some famous Milwaukeeans in your family, Nick. Tell us about it.
Yeah. So one of my great, or maybe it's a third grade at this point, uncle of mine was actually Solomon Juno.
Wow.
Yeah.
Founder of the city.
The founder, one of the many.
One of the many. Yes,
the good one.
Yeah. Depending on what you're looking at, right?
My brother was also an alderman here in Milwaukee for West Allis for a period of time.
Okay.
My family goes all the way back to, the Revolutionary War. So community is huge to us, especially here in Wisconsin.
Okay. Well, I got to ask you, obviously, you know, you're going to be partial to your burgers, but if you had to eat a burger from another local restaurant, where are you going and why?
I'm going to ask why I would have to go elsewhere, I guess. But I would have to say I would absolutely go to the Edison. Edison's over here in the Third Ward. They've got a bison burger over there.
Ooh.
The chef that works there does amazing things with food. They're certainly more high-end than just burgers, but the food that she brings in and the attention to detail that she has and that her team has is just, you can taste it in the food. It's great over there.
All right, very good. Add the bison burger, always a favorite of mine, to the list. So from today through Tuesday, September 17th, guests can donate essential school supplies at the restaurant, and when you do so, you get a free cup of that wonderful AJ Bombers famous custard in return. Doing good, making your belly and students feel good at the same time. Nick May, general manager from AJ Bombers, thanks for your time this morning and enjoy the rest of the week.
Thanks a lot, man. Appreciate it.